Coming up on KSDP News, a new cargo service is stepping in for Unalaska's mail. Sandpoint, I'm Marissa Williams with some local news on Wednesday, May 3rd. Tucsonians don't have to worry about losing their mail service, according to officials with Ace Air Cargo. The freight company has signed a contract with the U.S. Postal Service to deliver mail starting June 1st. That's the date Panair is scheduled to stop its cargo service between Unalaska and Anchorage. The regional care provider for air freight, shipping much of the mail, fresh produce, and seafood products. Panair official financial loser, leading the airline to close the route and sell its cargo planes. This summer, ACE will... The nationwide program helps coastal communities with fisheries and climate change research, and if the request had been approved, several projects in Alaska would have ended as early as this summer. Despite President Donald Trump's request, Congress has released a bipartisan spending bill that would allow Sea Grant to continue for the time being. That's good news, according to Sunny Rice. She works for Alaska.
It's going to allow us to keep doing the things, you know, at least through the end of September that we had been planning. Like a quarter of a sigh of relief, because I think the big effort is going to be for the full budget.
Year two. Since the president made the announcement in March, Alaska's congressional delegation has shown support for the program. Congress is expected to approve the budget for the next fiscal year by October. President Donald Trump signed last week reversing a ban on offshore oil and gas leasing in the Alaska Arctic. Late last year, then-President Barack Obama withdrew most Arctic waters. 12A of the Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act doesn't say anything about how a president can undo conservation voters, and eight other groups have claimed in their lawsuit that the protection was permanent and Trump isn't staking out a position on the latest proposals by his Republican colleagues to replace the Affordable Care Act. His office issued a statement yesterday saying Young has no new comments. Young also mum in March ahead of the vote on a previous health care bill. Ash was urging Young to reject the new Republican health care bill, at least as it stood at the start of the week. In a letter to Young, the council said removing the protection for pre-existing conditions would allow insurers to get. Authorities have shifted into recovery options for a pilot killed Monday. 54-year-old Gabriel Chunetny was the only Chunetty's body, which is still trapped inside the plane's wreckage on the snow-covered mountain. Meanwhile, Sergeant Louis Neves says the National Transportation Safety Board is investigating
wreckage. I'm looking that it's a pretty significant impact into the side of a mountain, but knows at this time.
Chunetty was from Italy. He had flown with Grant since 2014. Northern Edge has returned to Alaska. It's the largest military training exercise this year. Corps, Navy, Air Force, Army, and National Guard. APRN's Casey Grove was asked Elman does the massive exercise begun.
Northern Edge 2017 is officially off the ground. F-22 Raptors took off into the sky around Anchorage today to go fight imaginary enemies in the skies over Alaska. Only, the enemies aren't exactly imaginary. Another team of U.S. fighter jets, F-16s, we're learning to hack the good guys to help improve warfighting skills that may be needed in the real world.
We need to train like we fight.
That's Colonel Christopher Niemeyer, the commander of the 3rd Wing at J-Bear.
What's unique is the fact that Alaska offers us very closely at that, not just the people, but also the marine mammals and the other people in that environment. And we're pretty confident that we're not really having a significant adverse impact, but we're very sensitive to that.
The Summer is for Salmon Coalition disagrees with that. Numerous fishing communities in coastal Alaska passed a resolution scheduled for a dip for salmon fishing and marine mammal migration. Last month, Senator Lisa Murkowski penned a letter to military commanders asking that the exercise be held in the fall when it comes back to Alaska in 2019. We asked Lieutenant General Kenneth Wilsbach, the senior military officer in Alaska, about how he makes the case for this exercise when asked by people concerned about fishing or marine mammals.
I know that some people feel that there is impact, but we go to the people that are smartest about the science of the activity that we're not having thinking about is they should be hearing the sound of freedom and proud of their service members that are training so that they're as proficient as they can be so as to do their mission, they're ready.
As for the impact at J-Bear and Eielson, it means the bases are playing host to thousands more personnel than usual. Northern Edge 2017 continues until May 12th. In Anchorage, I'm Casey. Northern Other, fighter jets like J-Bear's own F-22 Raptors took off into the sky around Anchorage today to go fight Imaginary. Another team of U.S. fighter jets, F-16s with the Red Squad, were lurking out there somewhere after having launched from Eielson Air Force Base near Fairbanks. They'll be working along with their own support crews and even a team of cyber operatives trying to hack the good guys to help improve warfighting skills that may be needed in the real world.
We need to train like we fight.
That's Colonel Christopher Niemeyer, the commander of the 3rd Wing at J-Bear.
What's unique is the fact that Alaska offers us the opportunity to put this large number of aircraft together in both overland and overwater areas. That not just the people, but also the marine mammals and the other people in that environment. And we're pretty that we're not really having a significant adverse impact, but we're very sensitive to that.
The Summer is for Salmon Coalition disagrees with that. Numerous fishing communities in coastal Alaska passed resolutions asking that Northern Edge be rescheduled for a dip in marine mammal migration. Last month, Senator Lisa Murkowski penned a letter to military commanders asking that the exercise be held in the fall when it comes back to Alaska in 2019. We asked Lieutenant General how he makes the case for this exercise when asked by people concerned about fishing or marine mammals.
I know that some people feel that there is impact, but when we go to the people that are smartest about the science of the activity, they all tell us, and we're very confident that they're correct, that we're not having an impact on those species. I'll tell you what I think they should be thinking about. I'm proud of their service members that are training so that they're as proficient as they can be, so that if they ever are asked to do their mission, they're ready.
As for the impact at J-Bear, it means the bases are playing host to thousands more personnel than usual. Northern Edge 2017 continues until May 12th.
Mark their calendars for the next K300. In 2018, the Kuskokwim 300 sled dog race will fall the weekend after Martin Luther King Day. That weekend coincides with Russian Orthodox New Year. Out of respect of the Russian Orthodox community, race officials have scheduled the K300 for the following weekend in Bethel on January 19th, 2018. And that's the news from Sandpoint. I'm Ren, and you're listening to 8:30 a.m.